Get your questions in now for Text Roulette. What can we all help answer for you today? Those life questions you just have that you wish someone would answer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably not the only one that's either going through this or thinking, why is that the way that it is?
Why do you do what you do?
Why are you the way that you are? Relationship advice, life advice, whatever it may be, whatever question you have, get them in now. We're going to spin the roulette wheel, land on a random text that's been sent in to the Siding Unlimited text line at 414-432-1099. You are anonymous unless you give us your name. In fact, we have a question here I just saw that came in from someone that said their name is Diana. So you can give us your name if you want. Let me hit refresh before we spin the wheel.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Here it comes.
Hey. Dun,
dun, dun. 8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Easy. 6, 7, 8.
What do we got?
This question, I'm reading it here.
Is it mind-boggling?
This question is about driving. You guys sent a lot of those kinds of questions in.
Yeah, we've had the yield sign at the roundabout and a couple of other
ones. Who has the right-of-way?
Right-of-way and stuff like that. Yeah, okay, so what do we got this time?
This person may be voice texting and in traffic right now. Why does the freeway slow down or come to a complete stop when nothing is wrong?
Especially past American Family Field. Anytime you're driving, no matter what time of day, I'm like,
yes.
I've done that at night when I've had, you know, sometimes I'll come home that way from El Verno College when I do basketball play-by-play and I go, I shouldn't have picked this way. Nope, it's probably an accident. No, it's just everybody slowing down through that little curvy area. And then things pick up. You get to State Fair Park and you're like, why?
Well, we have
so weird.
We have this issue when we're coming into Delafield. If we're, let's say, leaving my in-laws in Watertown and we're on 94 and we're going eastbound. But, you know, it does happen westbound. Right as we leave Oconomowoc area, Summit, approaching Delafield.
Weird.
It comes down to 35 miles per hour. The speed limit is 70.
Why is
and
that?
And years of doing this, I'm done thinking it's an accident or someone is pulled over. Now, my theory is,
right.
I've said this to Eric before because he's always, what is happening? Why are we slowing down? There isn't even an on or off ramp right in that spot. But it is where the lakes are. Upper and Lower Namabin is there. I think people are slowing down to look out at the lakes, to look at the boats out there right now, and look at the ice fishing men and women out there. I think that's what they're slowing down for. It's kind of like the rubbernecking. I think they're stopping. Oh, look at that lake. Look at the house. Look at the person that's ice fishing. I think that's why people are slowing down. But for you, when you're talking about AmFam Field.
Yeah, along 94.
I don't
westbound.
Know why, because it's like.
Always. Or eastbound as you're going in. You're like, and there's nothing going on. There's
it's
no
a
Bucks
phantom
game.
A traffic jam.
What is that? You know what? Maybe you're right. Everyone's looking at the lakes because it also happens just past Krieger Park where we play pickleball. My wife Jess and I play pickleball. And there's sometimes I'm out there and I go, why is everybody like crawling on 94? Oh, they're not looking at the lakes. They're watching my form. They're probably trying to catch a glimpse of me playing pickleball. Yeah, look out. Here comes radar. Rocket radar, they call me.
Oh, they do, I'm sure.
I don't know. It slows down there too on 94. Why? And there's no accident. Nothing's going on. It's just, and then all of a sudden there's a pocket that opens up and everything's fine. Why is that?
Well, and by Krieger Park, maybe for you, it's where people need to start accelerating because the freeway goes up a little bit.
It's 55 through there, and everyone's like, come on, let's... Oh, wait, that's right, we got to slow down. And then things... Maybe that's what it is.
Well, these are our best answers for Text Roulette. The question this morning, why does the freeway slow down or come to a complete stop when nothing is wrong? Again, I think people are either rubbernecking... And they're watching something, like I said, the lakes. That's why I think it slows down near Summit out there on 94 when you're coming to Delafield.
What do other people think?
Maybe there's an actual reason why. Give us a call now if you want to be part of Text Roulette. 414-432-1099. Patrick, what is your take on this?
It's a combination of a few things. It's a lot of it is people following other cars too closely. And then when people step on the brakes, it causes a thing called a traffic snake. So everybody starts stepping on their brakes.
Traffic snake? I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, I've heard of a cup snake from
Wrigley. American Family Field.
Ah, yeah, that happens a lot.
That is what happens. So now you really sound like an expert here. What's your background?
I actually work in healthcare. I just watch a lot of YouTube videos on traffic engineering for some reason.
What? Yeah, are you
YouTube,
really?
YouTube knows all, yeah. Tells all.
I don't know. It's something that I find fascinating. Also around American Family Field, as Radar would think, one of the things is left-handed on-ramps right there.
That's
so you have
right.
People going in the fast lane.
Yep.
And then you have people trying to get up to speed to get onto the freeway. It slows down the fast lane. People in the fast lane have to slow down. It slows down all the other lanes.
I remember that from when they were redoing some of the off ramps near, like on 41, 45, you know, near North Avenue and near Watertown Plank. They're like, you know what? We can't have the left hand. We have to have the on ramps and the off ramps kind of make sense here. And that kind of helps too. And Marquette Interchange kind of got redesigned for that reason too.
But it makes total sense because you're right. There's that one lane coming right from the stadium. And that sort of throws everybody off because they're trying to merge. And up ahead, now that I think about it, that's where people need to get over if they're going to Chicago. Or get over to the left lane if they're trying to get into Madison. They just got on the ramp by Tosa.
Slows traffic down.
It really can throw everything off there, too, even though there isn't an accident. Wow, Patrick. Yep.
Patrick with the YouTube.
Yes, thanks for calling in and being our expert this morning to help answer the question for this text roulette.
I'm far from an expert, but if we all just give each other enough space, don't slam on the brakes on the freeway. It'll get better.
It will get better. Yeah. No, you're totally right about that.
And if this health thing doesn't work out, I think you have another career here.
Director of DOT?
Exactly.
I mean, Patrick.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll throw my hat in the ring.
There you go.
Thanks so much for the call.
Thanks, Patrick.
Oh, this is what I love about text roulette. You could throw any question out there and you'll get all kinds of responses. You get to help answer these questions for people too.